Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
This Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is what it is.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down a rock, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wear, what is foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's place in the band.
I miss you.
Oh, my God, I am just so excited. Well, folks, you are now on live with the Diva Squad over here at GQ Palace Radio, where, listen, we bring the necessary over here.
Yeah.
You are on live with Storm and Ray Queen and Miss Mo Better. What's going on, ladies?
Hey.
Party in the party till it's ran all through. When you get to my crew, it's going to be player proof.
You get it.
That's right. Mm. I guess they can tell about all the excitement from us, right? It's been a minute. We've been gone for a minute, but we back on the scene.
We back. Gone for a minute, now we back with the remix. Mo Better, Storm and Ray Queen going to do this.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
We're not going to start our shenanigans early.
Not yet. But I missed y'all.
Not yet. But folks, as you know, this is an adult show. We do promote adult callers, which is 18 and over. So if you have children in the room, you can have them listen at your discretion. This is, you know. We go on opinions over here. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. There's no real right or wrong answer. We speak with a civil tongue over here. You know, we don't get ratchet.
But we will
give it to you straight, no chaser. You know, there's a difference.
That's right.
So, happy birthday to anybody out there that's celebrating a birthday. What is this, Pisces season?
Is it Pisces already? I forget after Capricorn.
Pisces.
I'm just saying.
You know what?
I think actually today started the Pisces season. Yes, because my daughter's a Pisces.
Yes.
And shout out to my baby Ronnie. Happy birthday, my love.
She is turning a quarter century.
Yeah, she's turning a quarter century on Monday, if the good Lord says the same.
That's right. And it was my brother Gerald's birthday yesterday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Gerald.
Oh,
chocolate drop, huh? All right, I will behave. I was just a little excited. I'm sorry to be back on the air, you know, to chop it up. There's lots of things that's been going on. First of all, I'm gonna stop, and we got to say congratulations to Mr. Rich Money and Miss Lorena Polite on their union. On their marriage. Congratulations
to the
Archibalds. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Y'all
know love is a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I must say, you know, everyone always says, they're like, do you see anything different? You know, is anything different? Is it just the same? I'm like, you know what? It's different, you know? And I think it's different because it's what we both wanted for so long, you know?
Mm.
And not only is it, you know, like a change of a last name, but, you know, when you go places, it's like, oh, okay, you know, this is your wife. Yes, I'm the wife, you know, before I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not fiance, like,
mm-hmm.
I have 6 years to get married,
beautiful
but I'm
thing.
Here.
Beautiful.
You know?
It's a wonderful,
you know,
thing,
so,
listen.
So mm-hmm. it's great, uh-huh. I must say it's great. I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, I love them dearly, and I'm happy, and look, and we're happy, and now that, you know, we are officially married, and we are back, ready, let's get to work, we got things to do, people to see, all that good stuff, let's go, 2018,
yeah. You know what, being that we're speaking on that subject of marriage and stuff like that, you know, you have people out there, oh, this is the hubby and wifey, and I just prefer, oh, this is my husband or my wife. Other than that, you're just kind of still just dating. And that's just,
yeah.
I don't want people to take that the wrong way when I say that. Because, again, I love love. And
people,
you know, always say, oh, well, you don't know about marriage unless you've been in it. But you, in order
that's
to play any game, you have to know the rules before you start playing it.
So you're
in practice when you're in just a courting relationship. You're in practice for marriage.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have to practice that, you know. So, but I'm glad that you guys found your friends, you know, your friends. So,
yeah.
You know, that's just a wonderful thing,
guys.
And I'm excited for you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Look, and I have to say thank you to you guys, because you guys have been along this journey with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
amen.
Look, you guys know the story, you know what it is, and I'm just thankful that God continues to bless us as, you know, as we start this new, you know, newfound journey, you know, in life. And, you know, we're thankful and we're blessed, and I'm happy. And I thank you guys for being a part of our lives and helping us out and holding us down, you know, which
Amen.
Is really showing us what that support and love really is. So I just want to thank you guys for that.
I know that's right. You are so welcome.
So welcome, definitely.
So you are definitely welcome. So, you know, folks, we do have a new number. So we have to be mindful of that, because I was stuck on 3838. I almost gave out that number today, you know. And y'all gonna catch me on Facebook Live, and I'm gonna update all that stuff. So, you know, but the new number is 646-716-6970. You call that number, and you know, and press that one to go on live and speak to the divas and give out congratulations to our CEO and our executive producer of the show, and stuff like that, if that's what you want to do. Birthday shout outs, we do those too. We also accept, you know, you can, if y'all have any situations that you'd like the divas to speak about, you can hit any one of us on, in our inboxes or the email. The email is still the same though, right? GEEQUE002@gmail.com.
Yes, and also we have GQPalaceRadio@gmail.com, also all lowercase, all one word. So both of those emails work. So you can send any information you have straight to either one of those. It's fine.
Indeed. Indeed. And y'all know how we do over here at the Palace. You know, we get heavy inside discussions. And, you know, we've even touched a few lives where people, you know, we've helped them out, because over here, it's a platform where people can call to speak about their problems or situations, because they really don't have anybody else to turn to. So, you know, we've had a few people that has, you know, reached out to the Diva Squad. So, you know, because we were like an outlet for them, you know. A lot of times you can't go to people that you know with your problems, because they'll judge you on what they think they know about you. So it's sometimes easier to go to a stranger and speak about, you know, your situation to a stranger, because they're not going to judge you on what they think they know. They're just going to handle the situation at hand. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what we do over here at the Palace.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. But of course, Miss Mobetta, you know, you have something going on too. You want to take a minute and just share that out real fast? You know?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. You know. Two spots one night. Two spots one night is how I'm titling myself right now. I am a host on another radio show over, and it's called Calfani Radio. I'm on Wednesdays too, from 8 to 9 over at Calfani Radio, and I'm here as a Diva Squad from 9 to 10. So you can catch me. If you miss me 1 hour, you can catch me the next hour with over here with the Divas. So stay tuned for my Facebook Live, and I will explain that stuff to everybody. So I'm going to, you know. Boom! Guess who stepped in the room? Around the Diva Squad.
Yeah.
Two steps up in a D formation. Damn.
Wait. You said a D formation.
In the D formation.
Get it. Oh, my God.
I'm a little giddy, because I was just excited about getting back on with the Diva Squad. You know, there's been a lot of people like, okay, when y'all going to come back on? When y'all going to come back on? You know, we just had a few things. We had a few life-changing events that's been going on in all of our lives. So,
yes,
you know, that kind of just put us on pause. But we didn't forget about y'all. We still here. We still in the building.
That's right. Better than ever. Stronger than ever. Let's go.
Rock with us. Yeah, you know.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Indeed. Oh, I can't wait till our next ladies' night out.
So, of course,
I'm so looking forward to it.
Miss Mobetta did give the number to call in
So please make sure you do call in and press that one button, or you could just listen to the show, whichever one you want to do. But 646-716-6970. You know, you could press that one. You could just, you know, welcome us back or whatever the case may be. But, you know, we're here. We're better than ever. We're ready.
We are. We are ready. And we, I'm hoping y'all are ready, you know. Has anybody seen, we're going to start out with this, and I just, because I want other some people's opinions. Has anybody seen the Black Panther movie? Because I haven't.
Not yet. I haven't.
No, not yet. I've heard so many reviews.
We're going to miss that.
Everybody all dressing up. Everybody's dressing up and stuff on the field.
Yeah, you see that, right?
I've heard.
Was
I
that a requirement or something?
No. It was optional. It was optional.
No, you know why they did that? Because it's Marvel. You know, Marvel, you know, a lot of people, when they
were
Batman and Spider-Man and all of that stuff, they would dress up to go see the movie.
Right.
So, and now that's why they dressed up for Black Panther as well, you know.
Right.
Have people coming to America, you know, their African garb and the dashikis. And I mean, I'm kind of excited. I had mixed feelings about it, you know. But, you know, hey, let's get in where we can fit in. How about that? You know,
I'm not playing it down,
you know, because I haven't seen the movie at all to even comment on the movie itself. So, you know, but hey, if that's how people want to celebrate it, then you rock out, you know, put that on.
Okay, so we're definitely going to have to get up to go watch it and, you know, take notes and get our reviews together and definitely talk about it. I want to actually try and go maybe, you know, throughout the weekend or something. I'm off this weekend, so I definitely want to try and go and catch it and see what everybody's talking about and what's going on. You know, I feel like it came out at the right time, which is Black History Month, you know, but I really don't know much about the Marvel times and stuff like that. So I don't know much about it. I know I've seen different things and I've seen people dress up. You know, but I've also saw, like, you know, the media hype of, like, on Facebook, they had, like, these two Caucasian ladies that had said that they had got beat up watching a movie and stuff like that. You know, so they said it, supposedly it was one person was a makeup artist, but you never really know. You know, I feel like it's the perfect time right now. It's like History Month. I've only seen two, and both of them have, like, a black eye and have bloody faces and stuff. So I don't know how true it is. You know, social media, how it goes.
Of course.
You know, I don't really know too much about it, but I do know that that's what I saw so far. But everyone else that I've seen their posts said that it was really good and that we should definitely check it out. And I believe it was a black person who actually got the money from Marvel, like $200,000, $2 million to be able to go and do it. And supposedly the first day or two, it hit 216 million so far. So,
wow, those are major numbers.
Those are major
numbers.
I felt like it was going to be major numbers anyway. You know, watching and paying attention to the hype, and then all of the feedback and the posts that I saw on Facebook. I'm definitely interested. I might have to dress up and go this weekend.
Yeah, let me put on my dashiki and my afro.
Okay.
I don't know if I could wear my dashiki up in there, but I'll definitely
I have one. It actually was my mother's. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, wow, beautiful.
Yep.
I don't have one, but I can whip some stuff up. We might have to go out this weekend, ladies.
We might have to just do that. And y'all can meet the Diva Squad if you like. You know, once we come with a time and a place.
That's right.
Once we come up with a time and a place, y'all can meet the Diva Squad. You know, we have like a little meet and greet at the movies. Power to the people. Power to the people. But like you said, the timing of everything is kind of perfect. Even though we know Black History extends beyond Black History Month. You know, but it could have chose a better time for it to come out.
We only get 28 days. I mean,
ain't that a shame?
That's recognizable.
I'm black and grateful all year round.
Exactly. We might as well recognize it. You know,
everything.
You know, I had to just mention that part. Like, you know,
it's
a struggle. You know, they only give us a certain amount of time, a certain amount of days, and. You know, we're supposed to cram everything all in there. But, you know, we celebrate year-round because that's just what we do. But,
yes.
You know, to be recognized.
You know, I definitely, I want to go see it. I want to see what, you know, what the hype is about.
Yeah, me
you know.
Too.
I want to see.
Well, you know, and in lieu of Black History Month, I celebrate Sarah Bartman. That's I will always, and you know why I choose her, and people hear me speak of her so much is because of the total mockery that they made of her, and to see people now actually going and getting implants and all kinds of stuff now, and I mean she died of a venereal disease because they were raping her and. You know, not treating her and treating her like some circus animal and stuff like that. That story was just, can you imagine, picture yourself standing just butt-ass naked in front of thousands of people and people just laughing at you and, you know,
making
and there's nothing
you
can do about that? Come on, man. You know, that's why I will forever celebrate her. And me being born with a big butt, excuse me.
Yes, Lord. I'll just
me
take
being
half of the
born
seat.
With
I'm
a big
saying.
Butt, say that 10 times fast. you know, I don't want people looking at me like, oh, well, why would she get those implants? Like, no, honey, this is all natural. I can show you the dents in it to reassure
kind
that.
Like,
to reassure that, you know. Okay,
you know,
all right, I'll rich money.
Exactly, right? Look, here I am talking about I'll just take half the butt cheek, you know.
Okay.
Just give me one cheek, you know. I definitely wasn't blessed with the big, you know, package, but I do think that it's sad how, you know, they actually made a mockery of her, you know.
Yeah.
And now to think that people are spending thousands and thousands of dollars and people are dying, you know,
dying
to have this, you know, because they're not doing it the proper way, you know, the legal way, you know, people are dying, you know, and I think that's sad, you know, when you think about it, it's, you know, it's like, what do you really know, what do you really know about your history, you know?
Right.
We went away this weekend to Atlanta for a cheer competition called Cheer Sport, and when I tell you, I want to say the competition was great, don't get me wrong, but we did also like something educational. We went to, like, say the King Center that was in Atlanta, and it had like Martin Luther King, Coretta Scott King. It had Rosa Parks. It had Gandhi. It had everyone in it. It was like a big museum.
Nice.
And I said I was gonna put all the pictures up there because I took a whole bunch of pictures and I got a pamphlet and everything. And it gave you like the history. And even like his church, the Ebenezer Church, we even walked past there. Like when I tell you, this was something that was so breathtaking, you know, for the kids to see. And for me, being an adult, we went to Atlanta like 2 years ago, and no one ever thought to go there. So for us to go there this year and actually walk through it, like the water was beautiful. It had like literally, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to upload the pictures online so you can see it. But like the water is like a crystal blue. It's like a big pool. And on top of the pool sits like this like big granite. It's like a piece of real big granite. And on top of that is actually the casket of Martin Luther King, Coretta Scott King. It has their name and everything on it. Like when I tell you, it's like people say, oh, you know how people are buried in the ground? It
right.
was actually the casket of it that was right on top. And when to me was like, and it sat on top of the water.
And that's all you can say is like, wow.
Like all by itself. And then like, you know, for those of you who have been like to Jamaica or you've seen like pictures of like the crystal blue water, the pool water was crystal blue, and it's like you could see the bottom of the water. That's how clean and pure, you know, it was. And it was an outside area, but to me, it's like being able to walk into this center and see this on the outside was like, wow, you know, like to see like where he was first born. You know, we got to see the house that he was first born in. And just history, you know, even like Coretta's mom, Coretta Scott King, like she was, they always say, okay, well, everything was Martin Luther King, you know, not taking anything from him, but she was his wife. So she did a lot of the behind the scenes work
that people never knew about, you know.
Right.
So I have to say that that was breathtaking, being able to see that. And given the opportunity again, I would like to take all of the kids just right there, you know, to the King Center and then across the street where it's like this big museum. With a bigger museum than the one that I'm just explaining to you now called the King Center. It was freaking amazing. Like, when I tell you
wow.
it was amazing, it was amazing. That was
I'm glad y'all did have that experience because I want
Definitely.
To, you know, get down there myself.
We should take a
you
trip.
Know.
For real.
Yeah, I was going to say, we might have to make a vacation of it. Make a
yeah, we could.
We should take a little getaway.
We should take a trip. And it could be a weekend. It could be a weekend getaway, but just to be able to go away and just educate ourselves, you know, on it,
right?
And just be more familiar, you know, with our history, because I don't believe that we talk enough about it, you know. So
right.
being able to like see it, and I had said, you know what, we're gonna do like a like for Black History Month, like do something each day, like put it on our walls, you know, in remembrance of Black History Month. Like, do something
right.
just, like, keep people alert, you know, like, it
right.
doesn't have to be the whole month of February, but just at some point in time, be able to go and say, hey, you know what, wow, you know, this happened on this day, or did
right.
you know this, you
yeah.
know, like, food for thought, this, you know,
yep.
education
yep.
101, but I
well,
just,
see,
you know,
yeah, and not
me.
Only that, because Black History, again, it extends beyond February, it's
exactly.
365 days a year where
yes.
you can post something about Black History, you know,
right.
and I don't want our callers to get confused. Because we're celebrating Black people doesn't mean that we're hating on anybody else. There's
oh, no,
nothing wrong with uplifting your own people. And listen, y'all do it all. Everybody does it. And every race celebrates their people.
Mm-hmm.
And why can't we?
Right, right.
And that's all that is. That's all that is, celebrating people's accomplishments. What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. So,
well, you got that right, but it's so much stuff that goes on, you know, nowadays, and I definitely wanted to, I know you guys probably know, just a sidebar real fast, you guys probably know some of the people who died in that fight, in the car fire, the accident that killed five.
I know
yeah.
people that knew them, you know, they worked
exactly.
with me.
I know.
Right,
yeah.
So definitely, you know. Definitely a few moments of silence for them, because when I tell you, I saw on the news where it actually had, it showed a picture of the car that they had already put the fire out the car, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just to be able to see something like that, you can just only imagine what their final life was, you know, their final thoughts of just like before, you know what I'm saying? It's like that right there was breathtaking. For me, like, seeing it and being like, oh, my God, and then, like, reading who the people were, knowing that we're
mm-hmm.
all from around the area, you know?
Right,
and you might
right.
not
so
know
close
that
to home.
Person, right, but
yep.
you know someone that knows someone, you know? And
yep.
that, to me, was sad. So I definitely want to, you know, and of course, you know, people always say, you know, they make people seem, you know, one kind of way. The people that passed away, you know, may they rest in peace. The
mm-hmm.
you know, the gentleman that is definitely about to be on trial for what went on, you know, listen, consequences on top of consequences on top of consequences is all I got.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Accountability. Being held accountable for,
mm-hmm.
you know, the actions that you chose.
That's just heart-wrenching, you know. And he has to be held accountable.
Right.
Because that was unnecessary. It could have been avoided. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's some accidents that are hard to avoid. That could have been avoided. You know.
And
all
he's old
that.
Enough to know better.
Absolutely.
You know.
Wasn't
you know,
his
people,
first run.
Exactly. And he was, and I old enough to know better. Now, the passenger that was in the car, you know, he was young. He was like 19.
Young, 19 years old. With three children.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was 19 with three children. He left three children behind here.
That's so sad.
Yep.
And then you think of the fact that now, okay, so now there are children growing up without their father, you know? And it's like, not to, you know, say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, I still say that, you know, the parenting starts at home, you know?
It
and
does.
I would hope that, you know, our kids and kids that we've came in contact with, no matter how old you are, you know better than to get into a stolen car, you know? That
right,
was your last
right.
breath. That was your last ride that you took. Getting in a car was a joyride, you know,
the story has changed a thousand times. Well, he didn't steal the car. The car was rented. And you know, it, regardless of whether it was rented or he wasn't supposed to have it, number one. Number two, he should have. You're trying to outrun a police in a 2018 Mustang.
Right.
Or Camaro. Or whatever. It was too much horsepower for you, number one. You didn't even know what you was doing. You know, and here you took five lives for what?
And not even your own.
For what?
Not even your own.
You know what I think should be punishment? They should have took him to the morgue where they took those burned up bodies. They should have took him there to see that.
I think his passenger got tossed out the vehicle, right?
He was thrown out of the vehicle.
Passenger got thrown out of the vehicle, and he died. And
yes,
the car that they hit with four people in it passed away, right? Because that car blew up as soon as he hit that car.
Yes.
And thank God the oil truck
didn't blow up. The oil truck.
That's a good, yeah.
Right.
The
but
oil
but
truck
he's in the
driver
hospital.
Survived.
But he's in a hospital also. You know, so it just goes to show you, and forgive me when I say it because I never was deaf on anybody, but he took five lives and he's still able to walk around and talk about it.
There's still live to talk.
To me, that I never understand. I never understand that. Like, and you're either going to, try to get away and say, you know, okay, the car wasn't stolen, it was borrowed from my friend, you know, or,
right.
you know, so-and-so, of course, so-and-so is going to say it was stolen, even if it wasn't at this point, because that means that you still have, now you're going to be sued by somebody, because what about these kids that's left behind from these people,
right.
you know what I'm saying? And I'm not
it's
even talking about
stolen or
not.
Why were you running from the police if you didn't have that going on? If it wasn't stolen, why are you running from the police?
Right. What's the reason?
Pull over.
It?
Like, listen, here's my credentials. I got that. Mm-hmm. May I help you? You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the sad part. And I said, you know what? For the passenger, for you to be thrown out of the car, did you have on a seatbelt? You know what I'm saying? Did your seatbelt not work?
Oh,
you know,
in
it's
2018,
like,
I would hope it'd be working.
No,
exactly,
I have a daughter.
You know.
I have my daughter. My daughter is 17. She'll be 18 this year, and she just got her driver's license recently. And today, we mapped out and planned it out. But she wanted her and her friends, fellow seniors, they want to go pick out and try on their prom dresses. And my daughter was driving. And she, you know, went to pick up each of maybe three or four of her friends. And as a parent, you worry about your kids as it is.
You
know, now that she's a new driver and she has her friends in the car, and I'm thinking, is the music going to deter her? Or is the, you know, her friends, laughing?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so concerned every single time that she drives. And I'm so grateful that she's a very responsible driver. She does not like to drive in the rain or the snow when it's foggy. None of that. But you know, I don't worry about her. I worry about, okay, she's inexperienced. I worry about somebody else making a mistake.
The
like
other
that
driver.
Young man who's 19 years old who's running from the cops and runs into, you know what I'm saying? That's what I worry about, those other drivers, you know?
Right, and that's who you have to be concerned about, because I believe that we can raise our kids. You know, we can raise our kids. We can teach our kids. There's driver's ed, there's teaching that we're going to give them also, but there's also the other people out there who's on their cell phone, who's not paying attention, you know, who's arguing or whatever the case may be, the drunken driver that might be right next to us. Even as an adult, you know, I worry, you know, even I worry about my kids, you know, driving.
Absolutely.
Things happen at any time, and it's so unfortunate where people are just so reckless nowadays. You know, it's like they don't value life the way they should to me, you know. You should be thankful that God saw fit to open your eyes this morning. You should be thankful of that.
Exactly.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's
my
right.
My son drove to Buffalo State. Amen. My son left going back to Buffalo State College after his month-long vacation here. and he had made it just about there. He was fine. And an hour away from Buffalo State College, my son had an accident and crashed his car. Slid on some ice or some snow or something. Thank God he's safe, you know, but I just worry. I worry. He's 24.
You do.
I still worry.
That's just
a
natural instinct. Right. Don't worry about your children when they're out there on the road. And I still, my kids are 25 and 28 years old, and I still call to check to make sure they're all right. And especially when in the area we are, and I'll hear like sirens or something, I call, you all right? You know, you know what I mean? You all right? All right, we good. And that's it. It's a natural instinct for a parent to worry about their children, you know, at some point. I mean, we do have to trust that we taught them. They'll take that with them as being responsible drivers and stuff like that. But like you said, it'd be the other driver. You know, had those four people going to the doctors. They were going to the doctors, you know, adult. And he here, this reckless guy, you know, caused their deaths. Horrible deaths. Like I said, they should have put them handcuffs on him, took him, wheeled him, or whatever they needed to do, over to that morgue and let him see what he did to those people.
You know what I don't understand, though? I read online that they had this, you know, the newer cars have OnStar on it.
Yes.
And I read online that they were in communication with OnStar because OnStar was saying that the car was reported stolen. And OnStar was going to slow the vehicle down. And I just want to talk about technology real fast of how in the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, who would have thought of something like that? They were going to actually slow the vehicle down. They were going to start braking the vehicle, you know, using the brake and slowing the vehicle down from where they are.
Somewhere
in an office, you know, answering the phone and being an OnStar technician or whatever you want to call them at this point, they were actually going to slow the vehicle down, but the crash happened beforehand.
And that
to me, I'm like, that is some technology. And that goes to show you right then and there that the stuff that they're creating and that they're able to use the capability of these things, listen, we in trouble. We need to pay attention and be alert 24/7. Because if you can use your technology from where you are, millions of miles away, to go to tap into a car and slow the brake down, you know what I'm saying? And slow the vehicle down. To me, that is some technology right there.
They will shut it down and stop that vehicle.
Stop that vehicle in its tracks exactly where it is. I just wish that they had have done it a little bit sooner.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
The car was going too fast. The accident did. It happened too fast for them to apply the brake to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a sad situation. And our hearts over here at GQ Pals goes out to those families that have to bury their loved ones for nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
And even to the family of the young man that, you know, created all this chaos.
Yes.
Our hearts go out to his family also, because like we were saying, you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. You could raise your child to the best of your ability. However, once you've, you know, given them those wings to fly out of the nest, and they go the wrong way themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad.
Yeah. Yep. You have a lot of those stories where, you know, you have kids that come from great homes and upbringings, and then when they become adults of a certain age, they think they can just do whatever they want to do. And a lot of things are out of your control, you know, and you just got to pray for them, you know. You have to continuously pray for the your kids, for those that believe, you know.
That's right.
It's just sad, you know. This world we're living in now, it's... The devil is running rampant down here. Running rampant. You know, look at all those kids down in Florida that lives were taken.
Oh, my God.
And the kid that actually shot him he was from Long Island, actually. And then he ended up adopted, and then they moved to Florida. You know, even the coach that was killed one of the coaches that was killed was from Long Island as well. So, you know. But, I mean, that's neither here or there where they're from. It's just that, you know, like you saying, Storm, you know, it's about the upbringing also. It's what is your household like?
Right.
You
and
know,
they said,
what do you have going on?
But they said that with that situation, they said that, forgive me when I say it, but they said that the adopted mother, because that's what we'll call her, because it wasn't exactly his biological mother, because I believe he was adopted. Him and his brother,
mm-hmm.
I think, were adopted.
Yes.
But they said that it was a mental illness. Okay. They said it was a mental illness, and that it was probably they felt that it was neglect as far as a failure to get treatment for him.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because he indeed had a mental illness. But I'm going to tell you something. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. I feel that they used the mental illness card a little too loosely, you know.
Too loosely.
Because
too loosely.
At some point in time, you didn't think of a mental illness when you got the gun.
That's a fact.
And you were able to tell your friend that it's about to get bad up in here and the friend to leave. And the friend left before
wow.
you got up that school. Like, let's
I didn't know that.
Yes, I'm going to find
and not only that,
and put it in there.
He legally bought that gun. He purchased that gun legally. They allowed him to buy that. So it's not like he went into a back of somebody's store or house and purchased this gun. He bought this gun legally. So it's
right.
not like he had an illegal gun. The gun, he purchased it legally, you know. And if this kid has a, and see, this is where the problem is coming in with the Democrats. This is where it becomes political. Because now, if they can go back and watch the videos where Obama has stated he's not trying to take away people's gun. It's just when people, they have to go through a screening process in order to obtain these guns. You know, you got to go through a screening process if you're having a mental issues or if you have criminal records, if you have all of this stuff, then, you know, then you won't be able to go out there and just purchase a gun, like talking about it. You know, so they try to flip that. Listen, I've been on the internet for the last couple of days going back and forth with this. You know, so one guy said to me, well, you're always trying to point out the fault of white people and never pointing out the fault of your own. That is so not true. But when I come out with facts and different things and pointing the uglies out from your point, from your side, then you don't want to talk about it. Then, oh, we're missing something. Oh, you're not blaming your people and this and that. And then they go back, oh, now it's about Muslims. First of all, you can't go out there and look at anybody and tell if they're Muslim or not. First, Muslim is not a race. You can't say, oh, that's a Muslim. That's a Muslim. You have a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Muslims. Little do you know. You understand what I'm saying? And like
there
I told them,
right
there's American people that cause more damage than the Muslims have.
Sure enough.
But
check
you know
the
what?
Records.
Like,
those numbers
right.
not lie. Those numbers don't lie.
Right. And you just got to be mindful of who you're going back and forth with, because nine times out of ten, they don't want to deal with straight facts. Now we can do
straight facts
all day long. You
That's
know what
why
I'm saying?
I quit.
And right. And it doesn't matter the race of the person. Straight facts are straight facts. You know.
A fact is a fact.
Exactly. And that is truly a fact. And he was able to purchase the gun. He was able to go to he was suspended from school, kicked out of school. He was able to go back to the school, tell his friend to leave because it's about to get messy before he opens fire and kills 17 people. Now, there was another comment, too, that was made where one of the teachers, like, you know, blocked the bullet from one of the kids, which is, you know, which is great. Forgive me, you know, but I'm sorry. But I'll be the first to tell you. Let a gunman come up in my job, I'm not throwing myself in front of anybody else's kid. I'm trying to make your home.
Not sorry.
I'm trying to make your home to get to my family
my
and make
kid.
Sure that, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me when I say it. I'm not throwing myself in front of harm's way. I'm not doing it. I'll help you escape. And you can follow me when I start running because I'm going to be the first person to that door. But
I'm going to pull your hand while I'm running. I can do that much.
I'm going to hold your hand, but I'm not going to jump in front of a bullet for you. I'm sorry.
No.
You know, and for anyone who is a teacher that feels the need to do that, I'm going to do that out of the kindness, out of your heart, and not for obligation. You're not obligated to do that.
You know,
right.
You're obligated
right.
to try and get these kids to a safe place. You're obligated to be the teacher and teach them to be the leader, to run,
right.
you know.
Right,
be the
right. to be to be wise in the situation. Don't try
exactly.
to be a hero. Don't
exactly.
don't try to be a hero. Get to safety. Get yourself to safety. And now,
right.
So my question to you ladies would be, do you think they should have, like, metal detectors and armed guards in the school? Because now that's the big issue, having armed guards. Nobody, people don't want armed guards in the school. Be like, oh, well, this is not a prison. Well, this is what's happening. It's worse in the schools now than in the prisons.
Yeah. See, I'm sorry. I'm all for the metal detectors. I'm all for
yeah.
I'm all for safety.
I
and by any means necessary, I need you not, you know, if the kids aren't smart enough to not bring guns and knives and stuff like that to school themselves, then yes, they need assistance. Then there should be metal detectors. There should be guards that's right there. But at the same time, it has to be guards that's not going to get trigger happy, guards that's not going to abuse
right.
their power.
Right.
You know, like I'm talking about a thorough check on people,
right.
you know, when they call themselves working in the school environment. You know, I believe that they should have that to me.
Right.
For safety
yeah, yeah.
issues. Because it's too many shootings.
Yeah, and you can't say that it won't happen. You can't say, oh, that's not going to happen in my school.
I wish one of my kids would come up with a gun in my house that I did not know about. Trust me, we're going to have a problem if I come across a gun in my house that I don't know about.
18 school shootings since January.
Well, see, you know what? I was getting ready to touch that next because the first thing they say, oh, well, the media's lying. He hasn't been 18. They're wrong for that. I said, listen, whether it was 18, mm-hmm. 8, one is too many. You understand what I'm saying? So y'all worried about the media. Listen, those numbers don't lie about how many people are dead. How many people are dead? It was 18 murders in one day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I said?
And then
you know what?
They had the nerve to start listing where the guns were present. Oh, it was like, oh, it was here, but there was no injury. Listen, the guns were present. It could have been a massacre.
Right.
It could have been a massacre. They were still present, regardless of anybody that got hurt or not. They were still present. So, come on. I can't with them going back and forth. Oh, well, this one, Fox News talk about, oh, the Democrats, this, the Democrats, that. Oh, y'all go somewhere and scratch and sniff. For real.
Trace,
come on.
You know what,
get out of here. Just because nobody got hurt, that doesn't mean they couldn't have or that it won't happen again.
Because you know what?
You know,
they think that if they say, okay, well, so-and-so got into a fight and they fired a shot into the air. Okay, but guess what? If you fire a shot into the air, depending on where you are, that shot can ricochet and somebody can get hurt.
They sure can.
Come on. It's like people, to me, I feel like certain things on the media, they cover certain things. They make certain things bigger than it has to be because they know
right.
that the media is going to get out. But I
right.
saw today, because, you know, I've been home for a couple of days, and I saw today that somebody was saying that they think the kids now that I guess call themselves rallying about, you know, the gun safety and stuff, they're trying to say that there's a group behind them that's pushing them
wow.
to do that. And the one girl said today, and it bothered me when she said it because I feel like they kept replaying it. If the shooting happens again, then it's your fault. If the shooting happens again, then it's your fault. Because we're asking you to stop the guns. And they were talking about the Senate. And they're saying, okay, well, we came to you, we asked you about it, and you pushed it away. And now you don't want to do some type of petition or whatever it is to stop the gun. You don't want to make the law or whatever it is to stop the gun. But if it happens again, it's your fault. If it happens again, then this is all on you. Do you know something that we don't know, honey?
Right, right. Right.
Because you kept saying
right.
over and over and over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like she's warning them, like, listen.
Right.
Like she, listen, there
happen.
Was, they just had a little girl, this girl in my son's school district here on Long Island, where she had a list of people that she wanted to kill.
Oh, my God.
This just happened this week.
Wow.
So they got the girl, they arrested her or whatever, and... I guess they raided her house or whatever. She's had that list since middle school. Wow. And my son is now in high school. So I said, I don't know if she was bullied or people teased her or whatever the situation is, but they cannot sit on this situation and take it lightly. So, again, school is out this week, but I want to know when school is back open, what are y'all going to do with this girl? Because I don't want my son to be that innocent victim that got hit by her coming in here shooting at somebody else who end up living. I don't want to hear it. I don't want that to be my story.
Right.
So, as soon as school is back pumping, I want to know what are the repercussions? Because now that you're talking about premeditated, I don't care how old she is or what mental disorder y'all claim she has. This is premeditated. She has a listing of people's name on here that she wants to kill.
Okay, so Diva, I'm not going to give you any comfort with that because I'm gonna add something to that. You know what happens is the person gets in trouble. They actually cry mental illness, and then they come on down to where I'm at. And they're down there for a couple days or whatever. They prescribe the medication and the diagnosis. And the diagnosis first mixed with the medication. And then guess what? The list was created because so-and-so was bullying the person for so long and nobody was listening. So then, therefore, the person never gives any names. But they confiscate the book for what? I don't know. Because you're taking the book, but the person still knows all the names by, you know. The person already knows
it's in their head.
Right, it's in their head already. The only thing you did was give a little bit of exposure to it, maybe get suspended for a couple days, and now a lot of people in the school know that you have the list, and now you're going to be even more bullied. So when that person does retaliate, the person is retaliating because I had a list because I was bullied. I was suspended from school, and then when school came back in session, I'm back at the hospital now. I'm back in school. I have my diagnosis, and I have my pills. So now...
Oh, my gosh.
This justifies this is the mental illness coming in right here. You know, forgive me when I say it, but I've seen it. That's the mental illness right there. That's the paper trail that people don't seem to realize. It's justified because mental illness thing they cry about, they use it too loosely to me.
I know in some schools they have. I'm thinking back when my daughter was in middle school, and there were no book bags allowed. They couldn't have book bags. And now that she's in the high school, whenever she goes in, the door that they enter in, it looks like what's a metal detector that they walk through. They have to swipe their ID. If they do not have their ID, they have to step aside, go to the computer, which there's a monitor right there and security guard right there, and they enter their ID number into the computer and get recognized. So how are these kids getting in these schools with these knives and these guns?
Yeah. Let me tell you another story about this. It's crazy. Sorry, Ray. But a teacher just got suspended this week in the same school district because they were having backpack checks. Now, one of the students tried to bust through the line without getting his backpack checked.
Oh, no.
And the teacher restrained him. Like, no, you got to have a check. Now, do you know the kid started fighting the teacher? They suspended the teacher. They said because this kid has special needs. So that's right now that's a big mess because 39 teachers they would not come to work until they bring this man back. So it's a big mess because they had all the students have to sit in the auditorium. They're not even allowed. They're not even putting them in class because there was no teachers.
Wow.
See, the mess
that
goes on.
It's a travesty.
Even
if he got a special need, why can't his book bag be searched as well?
Exactly.
That's a cover up right there. When you go to make special, what's the right word? When you go to make special restrictions or special limitations to certain people because of a mental illness, you know, that right there will be a downfall because you don't check his bag and he got the loaded handgun in his bag. He shoot up the school. Whose fault is it for not checking that bag?
Exactly.
You see, it's like, to me, I feel like you have to treat everyone the same regardless of their mental illness, okay? And then technically you should be explaining to the person why it's important that you treat them like everybody else so this way they don't feel like they're treated any different, you know?
Right,
so to
me,
I just think that people pacify it and they use the mental illness too loosely because mental illness technically is something that you're diagnosed with because of the behaviors that you're displaying. That's what that is. To me, you know, and maybe because that's where I work, you know, but to me, you see it all too often where people
come in
and they have certain things. It could be like a depression. It could be suicidal thoughts. You know, they could have been bullied really bad. They could have, you know, took an overdose. They could have tried to, you know, to hang them. Whatever the case may be, now that person is leaving with a diagnosis. Because, granted, there's a diagnosis for every single thing. There's
sure
a medication
is.
That they can give you for every single thing. And if that don't work, guess what? Come on back, get something different.
Yep, exactly. Diva, time is of the essence. And, unfortunately, our show, it went by so quick tonight.
It did go fast.
Oh, my God. Like, I feel like we just started, but callers and listeners are... definitely the end of our show is definitely coming around, and what we normally do is we go around and give our final thoughts on tonight's topic, and then we shut it down for the week. We'd like to give you final thoughts.
I'm just happy to be back into the building. I can't say it enough. I'm excited. I'm happy. I was telling Rich Money, I'm so excited.
Awesome.
When all the shows, you know, Monday shows started, you know, that's UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio on Monday nights. And then Tuesday nights, we have Love Sensation back in the building. Wednesday night, of course, we have the Diva Squad. We're back here. And Friday, we are back. Love Entertainment. We're back in the building. So so excited. And we are definitely blessed to be able to be back in the building, you know, and be able to do the shows the way that we love to do the shows and the way that we like to love and help and support everyone. So all of that is my final thought. My other final thought is just also please be mindful, be careful, you know, make sure that you're, even though your children may be older, please make sure you explain to them how important it is not to get into a vehicle that does not belong to someone else. You know, don't go for a ride. You know, it's life is too short and no one is promised tomorrow. And for the families that's, you know, out east, you know, we definitely send our condolences and our love to all our loved ones and their loved ones, you know, because someone knows someone, you know, and the communities are very small. They're not big communities. They're small communities. And, you know, people know each other. So definitely sending our love on behalf of Juicy Palace Radio, you know, for the victims that are in Florida. You know, we definitely, we send our condolences to their family as well. My other final thought is please just make sure when we talk about mental illness, we take it serious. If you don't have a mental illness, don't claim that mental illness. Don't take medication for that mental illness. You need to be held accountable for your actions regardless of your mental illness. If you can do the crime, you can do the time. To me. That's my final thought.
Amen.
Exactly. Storm summed it up all up for me. definitely big shout out to Rich Money.
Yes.
And Juicy Palace, I'm so grateful. So grateful to be a part of this ride. I love y'all. I love y'all, my sister
love
Diva.
You.
And I'm passing on the mic.
It's on you. So what you want to do, hey. yes, folks. Awesome. And welcome back again and again and again. Welcome back. Folks, we are on weekly from 9 to 10 p.m. at the same station. And the number is 646. Hold on. Let me get right. 646-716-6970. Again, it's 646-716-6970. That's our number over here, GQ Palace Radio. And we, again, if you have anything that you would like for us to speak about on our show, you can email us at GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And that's all lowercase letters. GEEQUE002@gmail.com. You can also hit up myself, Miss Storm, a.k.a. Lavina Archibald on Facebook, and Miss Rachel Hargrove Smith on Facebook. So you can inbox either one of us ladies and just, you know, drop a comment, whatever, if you like, you know, whatever you'd like for us to discuss. Put it in our inboxes, and we got you. And we're not here to blow anybody up. We do things anonymously unless you ask us to do otherwise. So, you know, just get at us. And, again, thanks for tuning in, and we hope to continue this strong with your support. And
we thank you.
You have a blessed rest of the week.
God bless you.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace. GQ
Palace. That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills. 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 General Mills.
All the polish showing love. Can you party with a thug? I'm just trying to show you love. VIP, we got it packed. This is where the party at. You the one I wanna know. Tell me how it's supposed to go.
He said, meet me in Miami. Ever been on a jet, girl, don't you panic. Keys to the wheels and a mansion. He know I was this big t-shirt penny. We hit the club together, we kiss and dance. Might grab a couple if they're really attractive. Or I can keep it classy, I can get romantic. It's all up to you, what you wanna do.
I used to love him, leave him. Tell him something about you, think I'ma keep him. Pull up in the wagon, I'll put the Jeep up. Cheaper. We live in lavish, I'll kick your feet up. Feet up. Met her in the club. All the ballers showing love. Can you party with a thug? I'm just trying to show you love. VIP, we got it packed. This is where the party at. You the one I wanna know. Tell me how it's supposed to go.
Let's take a trip to the other side. Tell me if you're thinking otherwise.
You're my boss, I wanna treat you.
Treat you.
You're tired of all the leeches.
Treat you.
I'm in love with all your peaches.
Treat you.
I love you till your knees weak. But it ain't easy. I know you know what's up. It's all about
love. Leave him. Boy, it's something about you. Think I'ma keep him. I pull up in the wagon. You put the Jeep up. Boy, we living lavish. Kick your feet up. All I wanna do is get away with you. You have me at hello. What's up? What we gonna do?